Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready. 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 Ready.
Are you ready?
Get ready!
3, 2, 1.
Ready?
Yes. So ready.
This is KMOX, the trusted voice of St. Louis.
And this is Overtime.
It is 8:34. It is Monday, May the 16th. I'm Debbie Monterey, almost all alone in Studio B. I have Chris Mayo here with me, but Amy Markscores and Kevin Wheeler are enjoying one of the loveliest spots in North County, and that would be Norwood Hills Country Club. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. It is absolutely gorgeous out here, Debbie. You're right. And Norwood, I'm just like, it's breathtakingly beautiful.
It really is. Hi, Kevin Wheeler.
Hello, Debbie Monterey. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I don't golf, but I have been to Norwood Hills a number of times for different events, and I'm always very impressed. Very pretty place.
I know this isn't the most important aspect of Norwood, but I love this about country clubs. Country club napkins in the bathrooms are amazing.
Debbie, she brought it out here to show us on the radio.
It's like a bath towel. I'm holding it in my hand, and I forgot how amazing country club napkins are. I mean, this is honest to goodness like a bath towel. It's beautiful. It's got a lot of weight to it.
Is that why you brought that bag? Are we going to see you walking out here with a stack?
Yes. I'm going to be like, let me sneak into the bathroom really quickly.
It's those little touches of luxury.
It is. I've been smiling since I walked out of the bathroom with this napkin. Anyway.
Well, now I know what to put in the bathroom here at the KMOX studios to make you
That's what she's bringing
happy.
Back. It's going to be there. It's going to say Ascension Golf Classic on there. And then you'll know it's Amy.
We do have paper towels in ours.
Not the same,
though. I know. All right. Well, I'm sure that we're going to hear plenty more about Norwood Hills and the Billikens Golf Classic. I know Tom's going to have more coming up at 10. But it was a really bad weekend, not just in St. Louis, but around the country for gun violence. And we can certainly touch on the gun violence in St. Louis, which was at a fever pitch. But 18-year-old suspect Peyton Gendron allegedly shot 13 people Saturday at a top supermarket in East Buffalo, killing 10. Almost all the victims were Black, shoppers, grocery workers, and a security guard. Police said on Sunday that Gendron had been picked up at his high school last June by state police after making a threatening remark. He was taken to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. There was also what's being called a white supremacist manifesto that authorities believe he left behind, about 180 pages, says he was radicalized on the internet while bored during the pandemic. Amy?
I mean, it's just tragic beyond words. And I'm so glad that you're seeing in the press that they are looking at the victims and celebrating their lives when this horror that was committed by this kid who was radicalized, yes, by the internet, but also, I mean, you can see some of this, quote, replacement theory rhetoric on cable news. It's not just the internet, and you see people exploiting the whatever fear or insecurities or bigotry that people have and building it up until it reaches this fever pitch. And I just think we need to continue to tell the stories of the victims and unite behind their stories and their families and continue to fight this hate, because this is unsustainable. I mean, what in the world is happening? What kind of major breakdown are we having in our country right now that we're seeing more and more shootings like this?
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, that particular shooting, we know the motivation, mm-hmm. right? We know that it was ideological. We know it was somebody who was radicalized. But we also had five or six other shootings. I mean, you mentioned, Deb, there were shootings here in St. Louis. There were in Milwaukee outside a playoff basketball game, and in California at a church. And that's just in the last couple of days. And the question that I keep coming back to is, what do you do? I mean, you know, we can argue about laws. We can talk about treating mental illness, because certainly mental illness is a major part of this. But I wanted to throw a question at you guys, because I was thinking about this last night, knowing this would come up, and I'm curious where you guys would come down on it. If we put together a panel of the 20 smartest people in the entire world, people with police experience, military experience, experience in the psychological world, if you could pick the 20 smartest people and they came down with an answer, and I'm not giving you that answer because I don't have it, I'm not one of those people, but if they came down with an answer to this, whatever it was, do you think people would agree, or you think people would just be like, no, I have my beliefs on it, and that's all I'm going to tell you?
I don't think it'll make a difference, because if it involves restricting guns in any way, it's dead on arrival as far as lawmakers mm-hmm. are concerned.
Yeah, and what is, you know, is there one answer to situations, and as you mentioned, Kevin, multiple shootings that potentially and seemingly all have different motivations, whether it was in Milwaukee where you had a Bucks watch party for the NBA and there were shootings outside of the perimeter mm-hmm. and bullets hit people, or I believe it was in Houston
yep.
at a market
yep.
where
flea market there,
it
yep.
might have been some gang activity or somehow groups of people who knew each other. Then you had the church in Laguna Woods where they're not sure of the motivation, if the shooter, the suspect, if he had an issue with the people inside the church. And again, in Buffalo, we know this kid's manifesto and his motivation. That might be four or five different solutions or answers or problems. And again, look at right here in our city. I think this is the best way to look at all of the homicides. It's a mass shooting in slow motion in our city. We're seeing that. Five people died over the weekend in St. Louis in shootings.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KMOX is Cardinals Radio.
Tonight, it's the Cards and Mets. Amron Pregame Show 515. First pitch 6:10 on KMOX and streaming on KMOX.com.
It's 8:42. I'm Debbie Monterey. Amy Markscores and Kevin Wheeler are joining me live from Norwood Hills Country Club in lovely North County. They'll tell you more about that after overtime. But we're going to start with you on this one, Kevin, because there have been some new documents and emails obtained by the Post-Dispatch that show the Rams and NFL started working to move the team to L.A. well before it became public knowledge. And the records show that as early as 2013, the Rams and the NFL were planning for that move. Of course, at that same time, all the way up until the end, you had Kevin Demoff here in studio looking us in the eye saying, no, the Rams are committed to St. Louis. I know the Blues are taking on the Avalanche, and there's even more incentive to beat the Avalanche simply because of its ownership. But what are your thoughts about these records that have been released? Anything new in there for you?
No, not for me. I mean, what's new is that we're actually seeing their words, right? We're seeing the text messages. We're seeing the emails. And I think that's having a bigger impact outside of St. Louis because we've known this for a while. I mean, you know, just right after the Rams moved to L.A., Kevin Demoff went to an event at his alma mater, the high school that he went to out there in the Los Angeles area, and told that story. He told it in public to people. He's like, yeah, you know, Stan and I going back to the winter of 2013, and it's one of those moments you don't forget because Stan called me and it was really early and it was weird, and it was, and basically he's describing it as this magical experience, but he said it out loud in public. Yeah. And I don't understand why, you know, around the NFL more people don't look at this and say, wow, there's something wrong with this league if this is allowed to happen, because if they're going to do it there, they will do it somewhere else. I mean, this was with cooperation from the commissioner, with Jerry Jones, with other NFL owners that were in the know and promised to keep it quiet. I mean, you know, when you're openly in violation of your own guidelines, and they're your guidelines, you can change them. You can just tell people we're not following them. But, you know, to flat out lie to people for 3.5-4 years, well, we know now why they settled for $1 billion, right? I mean, they wouldn't have settled if they knew that they were not going to be in trouble. Not new, but it does show you the depths to which a guy like Kroenke will sink to get to what he wants.
Don't you think, though, that group of ownership and the NFL, they're probably so, this sounds terrible, but they're probably so used to lying or saying what they need to say to, quote, protect the shield and do what they want to do that I'm not even sure that this registered as lying to them. They're probably thinking, follow the rules. We are the rules. Mm. We make the rules. And for them, having any guidelines written out on a piece of paper is probably irrelevant. They're going to do what they want to do.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
You have to make justifications to sleep at night. I'm sure you would agree, Kevin, that, you know, Kevin Demoff seemed like a really nice guy, and yet he would come here to KMOX and just basically lie to your face.
Yeah, he lied to my face for 3 straight years.
Yeah.
I mean, and so did Stan Kroenke. When Jeff Fisher was hired, he was asked about all of this. And this was back during my first stint at KMOX, so that's how long ago it was, right? It was 2012, 2013, you know, that 2-year window. And Jeff Fisher was hired. Stan Kroenke did a big press conference, and he was asked multiple times about L.A., and his responses were always deflection and basically, I'm insulted that you would even ask me that question. And I went on Sports Open Line that night and ripped Stan Kroenke and said, listen, he clearly is not committed to St. Louis, and he clearly does not care about you. And I was talking to the listeners saying, you're not on his priority list. The next day, Kroenke had one of his bobos call me in the sports office. So a guy that's based in his offices out in Colorado to tell me how wrong I was, that I had Stan wrong, I misunderstood it all. And I told him, number one, Stan's welcome to come on with me anytime he wants to and set the record straight. And two, I don't believe you. And we'll see who was proven right. And obviously, Stan, I don't want to say made me look smart, but Stan certainly showed us who he really was.
Bobos.
Yeah, he's a Bobo.
All right, well.
Stands for a bad one.
Oh, okay. We are going to talk a little bit more about NATO. And, hey, beware of Finland. You know, all the trouble Finland causes. You really got to beware of them. It is 8:47 on Overtime.
This is Overtime.
On the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
It's 8:52. Marks Kors, Wheeler, and Monterey with round three of OT on the Voice of St. Louis. Amy, the government of Finland and the government in Sweden have decided they will join NATO. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're trying to put as much protection between themselves and Russia as possible. Not sitting well, of course, with Vladimir Putin, who says, this is why we're fighting. And I was like, wait, I thought you were fighting Ukraine because of Nazis. Oh, but oh. It's about NATO now. Anyway, he doesn't like NATO, obviously. But do you see any kind of retaliation? He's talking about strengthening the military at the border in Finland because, you know, those Finns, the Finnish, they start a lot of wars.
Yeah, you got to watch out for the Finns. Isn't it Confessions of a Shopaholic where she pretends to speak Finnish because she said nobody speaks Finnish and they can't really call you out on it that you don't know Finnish? But, I mean, this is a big deal. Again, we knew that this action and aggression from Putin would reorganize the geopolitical structure in the West, and it has. And the irony is, Putin created this false narrative of feeling threatened by the expanded power of NATO, yet those powers weren't really expanding until he took this aggression, and now it looks like NATO actually might gain a couple of countries in Finland and Sweden. And I don't blame them. When you see this aggression, why would Putin stop at Ukraine? Why can't he continue to push forward? Because the guy is increasingly isolated. He seems to be a deranged pseudo-imperial maniac. We don't know what actions he's going to take. So if I'm Finland and Sweden being that close to those borders, I'd want to join NATO too.
I would definitely be putting gates on my doors. I would definitely be barring things up. And, you know, this is the thing that's amazing to me, Deb. As a person that spends a lot of time on Twitter and sees a lot of memes. I mean, there's a meme all the time for something like, look at me facing the consequences of my actions. You know, you decide to do something aggressive. You decide for whatever your reasons is. And I don't know that he'll ever actually explain it for real, like the real motivation for the move. But he makes the move and gets this to happen. I almost wonder if that was the intent. To point to his people and say, see, I told you it's happening, and that's why we got to keep going.
All right, well, one more quick topic here before we have to take a break. A completely different topic. We'll end on a lighter note, and that would be pizza. Because who doesn't love pizza? But
pizza.
You may have noticed Domino's is running these commercials that they will actually give you money.
Yes.
If you pick up your own pizza.
Yes.
So one of the joys, of course, for years, before everybody else in the world delivered your food and there were all these delivery services, the thing everybody loved about pizza was they delivered. But now, just like everyone else, they're having a hard time, Amy, with drivers. And so Domino's is like, well, the lack of drivers is really going to hit our bottom line. So let's see it. What are the exact numbers here? Delivery at Domino's U.S. stores open at least a year fell by 10.7% compared to the prior year, and overall sales at those stores fell 3.5%, and much of that due to staffing issues.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a join the club dilemma for Domino's and other pizza shops, because I think we have 2 open jobs for every unemployed person in the country right now. So, yep, we're short on pizza delivery men and women. And that is the benefit of pizza. To me, the delivered pizza goes hand in hand with getting a VHS tape from Blockbuster. Like, that is such a pillar of my childhood. So I don't know what to tell Domino's.
Well, you know, Big Pizza. I'm sorry to do that. I'm terrible. Big Pizza makes almost $50 billion a year. There's money to pay people more to deliver your product. You know, the CEOs of these companies are making $7, $8, $9, $10 million a year. There's money there if you want to. They don't want to. They don't want to fix the problem because they don't want to cut into what the CEO makes or what the shareholders get. I mean, I'm sorry, but I hear a lot of companies complaining, pay people a lot more and they'll do the job.
I don't know. I've seen like $25 an hour.
Pay them more. Make it 40.
Well, see ya. I'm going to go deliver a pizza.
More of that banter coming up after news at the top. I'm Debbie Monterey, and that is Overtime. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.